So again, welcome each of you tonight to the Dream Team Prayer Line. And tonight we're going back to the book of Romans. And the last time we talked about, we came from Romans 12 and 1, where Paul appealed to us, and he's telling us, he's pleading with us to not stay the same. Once becoming believers, once we say that we have a relationship with God, once we profess Christianity, Paul here is pleading with us that we should not be the same, but because of the great mercies of God, because of all that he has done for us, he gave his son gave his life, that we no longer have to be enslaved to sin. We no longer have to live in bondage to sin, but we can live free, and we can live a life devoted to serving the Lord. And my subject is still the same. We're talking about true dedication. True Christian dedication, or true devotion. So because of the grace that God has granted the believer, Paul is telling us that we should now live a life of service devoted to God, a life that's been sacrificed to the Lord. And so going to verse 2 that reads, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." So here Paul is, he's commanding us what not to do and what to do. What not to do, we are not to be conformed, and conform merely means patterning yourself after the ways of the world, or adapting to the ways of the world. We live in an age now where people call wrong right and right wrong. So what Paul is telling us, that we are not to adapt to those ways. We are not to set those standards for ourselves. We are not to conform to the world's behaviors, to the world's standards, to the world's values, to the world's way of thinking. We are not to conform to those ways, but instead we are to be a transformed people, a people who pursue God's will. So we have a choice here. We have the power to fashion ourselves after the world's way of life, or we can choose to submit to the transformation process God has designed. And it is a process. We are to adopt the mindsets or the values, the behaviors that are considered acceptable by the world, without holding them up to the standard of God's word. In other words, you see the world as it is, meaning the age that we live in now, and you take that and you compare it to what the word of God says. And we are to hold that world. We are to hold the world up by the standards. We are to compare it to the standards of the word of God and the light of scripture. It's easy for us to become comfortable with worldly values, but what we need to do is fix our attention on God and allow him to change us from the inside out. Saints of God, we need to seek maturity. We need to get beyond milk and start consuming the meat of God's word. Hallelujah. And the Bible says to let the same mind be in us that's also in Christ Jesus. In order to do that, there has to be a transformation. And that transformation takes place by renewing your mind. And how do you renew your mind? You renew your mind through getting into the Word of God. You renew your mind by spending time in prayer. You renew your mind by communing with God and fellowshipping with God, meditating on the Word of God, finding out what the word of God has to say as far as the way we are to live. God has standards, and he's not going to come down to our standards, but we need to get into a place where we come up to his standards and what he said for us to do in his word. In other words, we need to get to a place in God where we walk in obedience unto what the word of God tells us to do. So that's how we renew our minds, and it doesn't happen overnight. For some, it may happen quickly. Depends on how bad you want it. The Bible says, he who hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. But it's a process. It's a gradual changing. It happens little by little as our faith is tested and as we learn to practice godly attitudes. It's then that we can prove to ourselves that God's way is good, that his will is perfect. That is God's word that's acceptable. It's his way. It's what he wants for us, not what we want for ourselves, that's perfect, that's acceptable, that's good. Oh, my God. And again, the way we do that is through the word of God. It's the word that renews our minds. And, you know, even studying, I found myself reading about the transformation of a caterpillar into a butterfly. And it was very interesting to me. First, I was reading the caterpillar first hatches from an egg. Just as an earthly life begins with a birth, spiritual life also begins with a spiritual birth. Nicodemus said, you must be born again. And then the caterpillar, the next stage is, in order to bring about that transformation, he has to eat and store enough food to grow strong and support the change. Same for us. In order to grow spiritually, in order to be changed spiritually from the inside out, we must also feed on the word of God, which is the Bible. The word is what renews the mind. The word is what brings change. And this change is called metamorphosis, meaning you're not going to be the same that you were once coming to Christ. The word of God said, in Christ you are a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. So once that change begins to take place in you, you're not going to be the same. You're not going to want to do the same things. You're not going to have a desire to go to the same places. You're not going to have the desire to even be around the same people. I'm not saying we're never going to be around worldly people. But when we are, they are to see something different in us. They are to see that a change has taken place or that a change is taking place. They are to see that we are not that same person. Granted, there are going to be those that will always see you and remember you for what you used to do or what you were, the things that you used to say. There's always going to be somebody that remembers when. But that makes no difference as long as you and I know who we are in Christ. So it doesn't matter what people think, but it's a change that takes place. It's a progressive change. So going to the next stage of the caterpillar, he grows wings, he grows legs, he grows an antenna, all of which form together to make up the butterfly. Same transition with a Christian. As we feed on the word of God, we develop spiritual attributes that weren't present before. That was our former self when we were of the world. John says, even though we are in the world, we don't have to be of the world. We can be a light. We can make a difference. So the same spiritual attributes that we have to obtain as we transition from that worldly person is those desires that will rise in us and show us, give us evidence, and give others evidence that we are not the same. And then the butterfly, beautiful creature, colorful creature, has a purpose to reproduce, which is also the purpose of believers. We have a responsibility, and this is what, you know, the first 11 chapters of Romans, Paul teaches doctrine. Here he begins to teach duty. We have a responsibility as Christians that people no longer see us as that caterpillar, but they see us as beautiful butterflies that reflect the image of Jesus Christ. When you look at 2 Corinthians 3:18, it reads, and we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another, for this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. So what is he saying? He's saying that we are being changed. We are being transformed into the image of God. We are being transformed. It's a process. We're being transformed from a death-bound sinner into the complete opposite of the perfect and glorious Christ. It's a spiritual metamorphosis. It's a change that has to take place. Once we say that we are saints of God, once we say, we profess that we are Christians, there is a change that has to take place. So Paul is telling us we can't do, and I may sound like a broken record, we can't do everything that the world does. We can't live like the world and then say we're Christians, because people are watching our lives. People are depending on us. People are looking to us to be a light. God is looking to us to be a light to a dark world that we are living in now. Galatians 1 and 4 said Jesus gave his life for our sins, just as God our Father planned, in order to rescue us from this evil world in which we live. So it was always the plan of God. I think I said last month, you know, people say Jesus didn't have to do it, but he did, and we need to stop saying that, because he did have to do it, because it was God's plan. And Jesus said, not my will, Father, but your will be done. So was God's plan all along for him to save us through the death of Jesus Christ. We have been rescued from the power of this present evil world. And yes, there's power. There's power in the world. Satan is the ruler of this world. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that the world has nothing to offer. I would be lying to you. The world has plenty to offer. But there's consequences when you choose to accept what the world offers you. There will be consequences. So again, what John says, it doesn't mean when he rescues us from this evil world, doesn't mean that we're taken out of it, but we no longer are enslaved to it, meaning we walk by faith. And we get into the Word of God, and we live according to the Word as the Word instructs us to. Ephesians 5 and 10 tells us, do not participate in the unfruitful deeds of darkness. Instead, we are to expose them. And, you know, you got people that I want to tell you, the Bible says, cry loud and spare not, tell my people, show my people their transgressions. People don't want to hear about sinful lifestyles. People don't want to hear, you know, the behaviors, the conduct, the things we see the world doing and the church calling it right. People don't want to hear about all that. But I don't want to be one of those people that's afraid to say, oh, if I see you doing wrong, I don't want to be one of those people that's afraid to tell you. So what are unfruitful deeds of darkness? It's any pleasure or any activity that you know and I know will result in sin. And then Paul, he tells us we got to go even a little bit further, and he says to expose those deeds. You know why? Because silence can be interpreted as approval, meaning you don't say anything. There are those that might be watching that will see it as a sign of approval. God needs people who will take a stand for what's right. And in love, Christians have a responsibility to speak out for what is true and for what is right. And 17 goes on and says, so then do not be foolish, Ephesians 5 and 17, but understand what the will of God is. When you get into the Word of God, when you go through different things and you get into the Word of God, you will learn what the will of God is. you will learn that his ways are right. His word is right. Now, I'm not a perfect people. We're going to make mistakes. I say it often. And that's why Jesus came and died for our sins. There's forgiveness. That's why we can go before God and we can repent and say, Father, forgive me. I know I've done wrong. It's when you confess those sins before the Lord. The word of God said he's faithful and he's just to forgive us. So I just want to encourage you tonight to change. Make up in your minds and in your heart. This is an inward change. You know, it has to begin on the inside. And God doesn't want, he doesn't want part of us. We serve a jealous God. And if he can't have all of us, then he doesn't want any. And I often think about the scripture in Revelations where, you know, Jesus said, I prefer you be either hot or cold. Because if you are lukewarm, what does the word say? I will spew you out of my mouth. So if you're going to live like the world, then go ahead and live like the world. But if you're going to live for Jesus, then wholeheartedly, mind, soul, body, spirit, heart, then live for Jesus. There's no half-stepping. There's no half-heartedness when it comes to serving God. You know, we all, Lord, I love you. Lord, I just love you so much, God. I just love you. But are we walking in obedience to the word of God? Love is an action word. Just out of my mouth, Lord, I love you. And Lord knows I love God. I love the Lord. But I also know that with that love comes obedience. He said, if you love me, you will keep my sayings. If you love me, you do what I say. That I don't do what he says, is that an indication that I don't really love the Lord? According to the word of God, that's an indication that you don't really love the Lord. If you're still doing what you want to do, if you're still living with the way you want to live, if you're still doing worldly out here in the world, taking part in what the world's behaviors, the world's conduct, the world's conversation, which biblically conversation means conduct. That's a good indication that it's just lip service. We don't really love God. And that's not something Cheryl said. That's the word of the Lord. So be not conformed. Don't adapt to the world's values. Don't adapt to the world's way of thinking. But let the mind that's in Christ also be in you. So in order for that change to take place, what do we have to do? We, like that caterpillar, we have to feed on the word of God and allow the word to renew our mind. Allow the word to get into our heart and change us from the inside out. My sister-in-law used to sing a song that said, I'll take Jesus for mine. You can have this whole wide world, but give me Jesus. And that song is so true to many of us that have just made a sound decision and made up our minds that, you know, we don't want what the world has to offer. But we choose Jesus. We choose to live a life that's pleasing unto him to the best of our ability. Yes, we're striving for perfection. We're not there yet. Again, it's a process, but we're striving. Give me Jesus. Give me the word of God that's going to change, that's going to bring about that change in my life, in your life. That we can develop those spiritual attributes. God created us in his image, in his likeness, but because we live in a fallen world, We have to get back to that place. We have to grow to get to that image that God wants us to be. And we can't do it if we're not studying the Word of God. We can't do it if we're not spending time with God. We can't do it if we're not in constant fellowship with God. We can't do it if we're not striving to walk up right before Him. We can't do it if we haven't committed sincerely our ways to Him. But it's only then that we're going to be able to know what the good, perfect, and complete will of God is for us. The only way to know that is that we turn this world loose and we grab a hold to God. And we grab a hold to the Word of God. And we feast on that Word. And again, allow it to change us into the image of Christ that God created us to be. So I say to you tonight, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may know what is that good, perfect, and complete will of God is. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight, God. We thank you for the word of your Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for being such an awesome God. We thank you, God, for the opportunities that you've given us, God, that to learn the word of your Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. We don't take the goodness of your God for granted. We don't take the word of your God for granted. But, God, we strive, Lord, to hide that word in our hearts that we might not sin against you. We thank you today, God. We thank you for the authority, God, that you have given us in the name of Jesus to call upon you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, and to call in truth and to call upon you, God, out of a sincere heart. My God, to call upon you, God, out of a longing. My God, to know more about you, to learn about you, to draw closer to you. God, we thank you tonight, God. We thank you for the precious name of Jesus, because it's in that name, oh my God, that we have life. It's in the name of Jesus, God, that we can live victorious. It's in the name of Jesus, my God, that we can be delivered from this evil world. Oh, my God, for there is no other name, God, under the heavens whereby men must be saved. It's in the name of Jesus. And we thank you tonight, God. We thank you, oh God, that you would, asking you tonight, God, that you would just help us, Lord. Help us, my God, to get into the word of your Lord, God, like never before. Help us, oh my God, in the name of Jesus, to walk softly before you and to live a life, God, that's pleasing unto you, God. Hallelujah. We thank you tonight, God, as you order, God, our steps through your word. God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would grant us, God, discernment, both spiritual and moral discernment, God, spiritually, God, that we come to learn and to know the deep things of you, and moral discernment, God, that we know right from wrong, that we know good from evil, and that, my God, that we walk in obedience, oh God, as you teach us your ways, God. Teach us your statutes, teach us your commandments, and then, God, help us to be obedient, my God, in the name of Jesus, not being hearers only, but that we be doers of the word of your God, that we go forth, God, and win souls to the kingdom of you, God, that we go forth, God, being a light that shines bright, God, in this dark world. Oh, my God, that we make disciples for your God in the name of Jesus. Have your way, God, in every one of our lives tonight, every person, God, that's on this line, that's under the sound of my voice. Father, in the name of Jesus. Help us, oh my God. Help us to be real for you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. You're looking for people that's real. You're looking for people that are going to stand firm on the word of your God. You're looking for people, God, that's not going to take down. But, God, if it's wrong, we call it wrong. If it's right, God, we call it right. You're looking for somebody, God, that's real tonight. Hallelujah, God. And help us, God, to be that people in the name of Jesus. Help us to be that one, God, that you can use. Oh, my God, to go forth and be a blessing. My God, is not always about blessing us all the time. But, God, when you do bless us, help us, God, to be a blessing to somebody else. Make us, oh, God, to be a blessing in the name of Jesus. So many people, God, that are so less fortunate than we are. And you called us, God, to be a blessing. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, you told us to be helpers one of another. Help us, God, to grow, God, in you. Help us to grow, God, in obedience. Help us, God, to walk in the ways of your Lord. In the name of Jesus, that, God, you would get the glory out of our lives because, God, you use people to get your will done here on earth. You use people. Help us, God, to avail of ourselves to you, to make ourselves available to God, to position ourselves, to be in a place of availability, God, where you can use us, oh, my God, to help meet the needs of your people, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, God, as you grow us in the word of you, as you mature us in the word of your God, that we no longer desire milk, God, but we want the meat of the word of your Lord. In the name of Jesus, take us higher in you, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight. You're such an awesome God, and you're worthy, God, to be praised. Thank you, God, for all that you've done and all that you're doing and the blessings, even, God, that are yet on the way. God, we thank you in advance. We give your name glory tonight. We give your name the honor tonight, God. Hallelujah. We bless your name tonight, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because had it not been for the goodness of you, my God, if it had not been for you, the Lord, who was on our side, God, where would we be today? Hallelujah, my God. Where would we be today, Lord, if it were not for goodness of your God upon our lives? Help us to share that goodness, to impart that goodness, God, into somebody else. In the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight, Lord. We thank you tonight, God, for every person that's on this line. We thank you tonight, God. Hallelujah, Lord. I ask that you would just meet every need tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the midst of every household represented on this line tonight, God, asking you to meet every need, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for making ways. We thank you, God, for opening up doors. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. Because, God, with you, Lord, we can't do anything. Oh, my God, without you, God, we're nothing. But the word declares that with you, God, all things are possible to those who believe, to those, God, who hold fast to the promises of you, to those, God, who stand up on the word of your God, to those that love you. Oh, my God, we can't do anything without you on our own. Except the spirit of you, God, live in us. Except the word of your God, renew our minds. In the name of Jesus. Except the word of your God, wash our minds. And, my God, saturate our hearts, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Except you, God, get a hold to us. In the mighty name of Jesus. And make us, oh God, what we ought to be in you. God, I continue tonight, God. I pray for Diggin Brown. I pray for Mom Liggins, God. I pray for the members of our older community, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for just raising them up, my God, healing their bodies, renewing their strength. Oh, my, you're such an awesome God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
I thank you tonight. I thank you, God, that you hear and you answer our prayers, that they don't fall on deaf ears. God, I thank you tonight that your ears are open unto the cries of the righteous, and it's the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous might avail much. I thank you tonight, God, for hearing and answering our prayers tonight. Whatever the need is, God, continue to pray for my pastor and Lady B, God, and so grateful to you, God, for their spiritual guidance and how as they lead your people, God, as you feed them, God, wisdom, my God, to teach us your word. God, I'm grateful to you tonight. I'm grateful to you, God. Thank you so much as you mature us in you, as you grow, God, the congregation, every church, God. Grow us up in you, Lord. Make us what we ought to be in you, God. In the name of Jesus, have your way, God, in our lives. I pray for Marcus tonight, Lord. I'm so grateful to you, God. I'm so grateful to you, God, for all that you've done for that young man. I thank you tonight, God, for sparing his life. Hallelujah. I thank you tonight, God. Ah, you are awesome, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you tonight, God, for sparing his life. Thank you, God, as you continue to raise him up, as you continue to heal his body. Father, in the name of Jesus, my God, and let him know, God, it was nobody but you. Remind him every day, God, that it was only because of the goodness of you, God, only because of the grace and the mercies of you, my God. Thank you so much. You are the Lord, that God that healeth. Oh, my God, thank you so much. Don't let him forget, God, what you've done for him. My God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you tonight. I thank you tonight, God. Oh, for the word declares that you are a shield. Oh, my God. Thank you tonight, God, for shielding him, my God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, thank you so much. Thank you so much, God. Continually, Lord, continue, God, to heal his body in the name of Jesus. All of those, God, those names that are in our prayer box, you know who they are. You know, God, what their needs are. Asking you tonight, God, to meet the needs, Lord, of your people, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you tonight. I thank you tonight, God, every member, God, of our church family, Lord. My God, as you grow us in you and increase our strength in you, God, and restore joy, God, hallelujah, to those whose heads have been hung down for whatever reason, God. Raise up heads tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. By the power of your spirit, God, raise up heads that are hung down tonight. In the name of Jesus, encourage your people, God. Everybody's going through something, one thing or another. Hallelujah. But you're the one, God, who's able to bring us out with the victory. God, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you tonight, God. I continue, God, to pray for Malik, Lord. I pray for my godson, God. Hallelujah. I thank you for what you're doing in his life. Hallelujah, God. I thank you, oh, my God, for bringing about healing, Lord. My God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. I yield to you tonight, God. I give you autism. I give you epilepsy. God, I give it all to you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, because I know, God, there's nothing too hard for you, my God, and you're able to heal, set free, God, and deliver. God, I thank you tonight, oh, my God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank you tonight, God. You're such a good God. You're such a loving Father. My God, you've been a mother and a father to a lot of us, God, and Lord knows you've had to be a sister and a brother even to me, God, a friend that sticks closer than a brother, and God, I'm grateful. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm grateful, God. Hallelujah, Lord. I'm ever grateful to you tonight, God. And I give you glory tonight, Lord. I give you honor. Hallelujah, God. I give you praise tonight. I give you praise tonight, God.
Thank you, Lord.
I give you praise tonight, God. I pray for Miss Candy tonight, God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, you would give her direction, God. In the name of Jesus. God, that you would turn around her situation tonight, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Hallelujah, Lord. Ah, you are the God of great and marvelous things in her life. My God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Put on the red God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. We thank you. Oh, my God, it's all up to go forth, God, and be a continual blessing unto her. God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, use us, oh, God, use us. Hallelujah, my God, use us, oh, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God, use us, oh, God. As you see fit, God, use us. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Use us, oh, my God. We thank you tonight, Lord. We thank you tonight. You're such a good God. Hallelujah, Jesus. You're such a good God. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. All that you've done, Lord. Hallelujah, my God. Nobody but you, God. Nobody but you, my God. Nobody but you, God. And we thank you tonight, Lord. We thank you tonight, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you tonight, God. Hallelujah. Thank you tonight, God. Oh, my God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you tonight, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord. Thank you so much, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you so much, God. Hallelujah. Jesus. So much, God. Yes, Lord. I thank you tonight, God. I thank you tonight, God. Nothing too hard for you, Lord. Oh, my God. You're able to do exceeding. You're able to do abundantly above all, my God, that we could ever ask, that we could ever imagine. God, you're able to do it. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, by the power that worketh within your people, you're able to do it, God. And we thank you tonight, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you tonight, God. We thank you tonight, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my God, we thank you tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Us.
Thank
you, God. It could have been this way, God, but we thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you tonight, God. We give you praise. We give you glory, God. We give you the honor, Lord. You're so worthy. You're so deserving, God, of all of our praise. You're so deserving, God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God. Transform us, God, into those butterflies. Hallelujah, God. Transform
Hallelujah.
Our lives, God, into those butterflies. My God, that can go forth, God, in the image of you, Lord. My God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. We thank you tonight, Lord. We thank you for transformation. We thank you for renewed minds. We thank you tonight, God, that we be not conformed to the world. We thank you tonight, God.
Thank you, Lord.
As we strive to walk in obedience unto you, Lord.
Yes.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
In the name
we
of
thank
Jesus.
You tonight, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
And we love you, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
In Jesus'
no
name.
Other name. In Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, and amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, yes, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Every person standing in the need of prayer,
My God, you know who they are.
Ah,
God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank
God. Thank you. Thank you for the answers tonight, God. Thank you for the answers, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you for the answers. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I bless your name tonight. Again, thank each of you for calling in tonight, and I pray that you were blessed. And I pray that you'll just make up in your minds to go forth walking in obedience unto the word of God. And so when we say, Lord, I love you, we really mean, God, Lord, I love you.
Yes.
And it's gonna show in my actions. My God. It's gonna show forth in my walk. It's gonna show forth in my talk. Oh, my God. I love you, Lord. Hallelujah,
you.
Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah. And I say good night to each and every one of you. Go forth and be blessed of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Good night.
Thank you, Jesus. Good
Thank
night.
You, Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Jesus.